Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Serious? Hello, welcome to another episode of How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Bronzy.
I'm Sean.
This is the show where we take some time to look at the internet. First, we check out some jokes. Then we talk about how we've been killing some time in some other ways. And then we find some funky stories that have been happening in this oh-so-crazy place that we call Earth that we live on. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm good. I've just realised that this is like the first time you've given me the swivel chair, and I think it's a bad idea.
Really?
Yeah.
If you're watching on the YouTube, Sean is flying in and out of shot right now. Do you not like it?
No. I will just be swiveling.
Is it boring if I tell you? I know we're supposed to just jump into the jokes now with this format. Shall I tell you why you're on the swiveling chair?
Go on then.
What you heard is a man that didn't care before. Really, you just mess up the podcast. All right, maybe I'll tell you after the jokes. We have been killing some time, okay. Basically.
All right.
Bro, just pardon me, man.
Sorry,
Sean, you make a fantastic broadcaster, because that is literally like, you in your head, you were like, absolutely not. Sorry. And then you were like, I can't say that on the pod, man.
I'm not that transparent. I can see my thought bubbles.
Yeah. Literally just like, yeah, I'm not interested in that at all. So, let's get into some of our jokes, Sean.
Let's do it.
A dyslexic man's father passed away in his sleep. So in the morning, he calls 911 to come and pick up the body. The 911 operator told him that she would send someone out right away. Where do you live? Asked the operator. He replied, at the end of Eucalyptus Drive. The operator asked, can you spell that for me? There was a long pause, and finally he said, how about if I drag him over to Oak Street and you pick him up there? I can relate to that.
Even said Eucalyptus, so I was like,
Yeah.
It's been a while since I spelled
that. Shall I put you on it? Shall I put you on the spot? Go on, Sean. Go on, Sean. Have a go.
E-U-C-A-L-Y-P-T-U-S?
Yes! Ooh. Come on! Woo! One person applause.
I'll take it.
More support than I got earlier in this episode.
Sorry. I have to. My default is.
Alright, I hit you with another one while you draw for your phone. A taxi passenger tapped the driver on the shoulder to ask him a question during his journey. The driver screamed, lost control of the car, nearly hit a bus, went up on the footpath and stopped inches from the shop window. For a second, everything was quiet in the cab. The driver said, look, mate, don't ever do that again. You scared the living daylights out of me. The passenger apologised and said, I didn't realise that a little tap would scare you so much. The driver replied, sorry, it's not really your fault. Today is my first day as a cab driver. I've been driving a funeral van for the last 25 years.
I don't know where this is going.
Turned into that one nicely, innit? Handbrake turned into it. Drifted into that one there.
Oh dear. All right. Well, this is a long one, just saying. That's what she said. Right.
Someone on Facebook said, that's what she said at the end of a joke. They were like, that was the best bit of the joke, you know? Anyway.
I'll take it again.
Yeah, I didn't get that, but cool.
All right. The king's daughter. There was once a king who had only one child, a daughter. Whoever she married would become king after him. And he was concerned that he wouldn't be able to find a man with integrity. His daughter was unnaturally beautiful, and he came up with a plan to use that. He invited three princes to be interviewed as prospects for his daughter. He told them they would each, over the course of 3 nights, have a chance to sleep in the same bed as his daughter. If any of the three refrain from having sex with her, he will marry her and become king. Any of the three who does have sex with her will be executed. The three agreed to the proposal. What he hadn't told them was that he had put razors in his daughter's vagina, and any attempt to penetrate would have very unfortunate results. Ouch. 3 days later, he called them into the throne room. He asked the first prince, "Did you have sex with my daughter?" "No," the prince replied, but the guards pulled his pants down and found his manhood to be mutilated and promptly struck off his head. The king asked
which head? Sorry, that's going to mess up the edit. He's been hurt enough.
All right, ready? All right. The king asked the second prince, "Did you fuck my daughter?" I'm going to do that again. The king asked the second prince, "Did you have sex with my daughter?" The second prince also replied, "No," but he as well was found with destroyed equipment, and the king ordered him executed as well. Now, the king was furious and didn't bother asking again. He yanked down the pants of the third prince and, to his delight and surprise, found the man's piece to be whole and undamaged. "Congratulations, my boy. You have proven to be a man of integrity. You may marry my daughter and inherit my kingdom. What do you have to say about that?" The prince replied. Best impression of someone who doesn't have a tongue left. Sorry. That's fantastic.
I love that. That's fantastic. Right. Shall I go again? All right, cool. A tough old cowboy from Texas told his granddaughter that if she wanted to live a long life, the secret was to sprinkle a pinch of gunpowder on her oatmeal every single morning. The granddaughter did this religiously until the age of 103 when she died. She left behind 14 children, 30 grandchildren, 45 great-grandchildren, 25 great-great-grandchildren, and a 40-foot hole where the crematorium used to be.
All right.
My granddad would have liked that. That's an old, like, proper old school, like.
A couple are about to have sex for the first time. He takes off his shoes and socks and he says, "My lord." It doesn't say my lord. That sounded like
he says, "My lord."
"My lord." He's like,
all of a sudden, we're like transported right. Back in time. "My lord, unsheath right. your manhood."
Right. Right, let me do that again. He takes off his shoes and socks and says, "My lord, what happened to your feet?" "I had tolio," he said. "Don't you mean polio?" "No, this just affected my feet. It's called tolio." He proceeds to take off his pants. "Oh goodness, what happened to your kneecap?" she said. He replied, "Oh that, I had measles." "Measles? Don't you mean measles?" No, this just affected my knees. It's called measles." Thinking nothing of it, he proceeds to take off his underwear. She said, "Let me guess. Smallpox."
Yes. Oh man, that's good. You got another one? You ready to go? We got a few this week, innit?
Yeah, I got another one. President Trump dies and goes to hell. Satan himself is there to greet him. He gleefully rubs his hands together and says, "I've been waiting for you. Unfortunately, there's a problem. Hell is full. But you need to stay because you've been exceptionally naughty. I'll make you a deal. You can choose whose spot you take. I'll show you around." Trump's not happy with this, but he's the deal master, so he enters hell with a smug look. Satan continues, "This is the first room. What do you think?" It's a barman. He's working a huge hammer. Trump watches for 5 minutes, and all he's doing is smashing huge rocks into dust. There's an enormous pile of rocks off to the side. Trump asks when he gets a break. "When the pile is finished," said Satan with a mischievous grin. "But my bone spurs, no way, take me to the next room." In room two is Bush, and he's climbing to the top of a huge diving board. He looks down and belly flops with a sickening slap into the shallow pool, then repeats the climb and belly flops. "No chance, that'll ruin my tan, forget about it. Next room, please," says an inconsolable Trump. "Of course," says Satan, "here's room three." Trump peeks in fearfully. It's Clinton, and he's on a lawn chair with his hands behind his back. Monica is blowing him while he looks on contentedly. Trump can barely contain his excitement. "I'll take it." Satan says, "Okay, Monica, you can go now." I definitely butchered the middle of that. I was talking and I didn't even understand what I said.
You did. You got through it. I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. That's right. We'll come out in the edit on social. Right. A New York attorney representing a wealthy arts collector called his client and said to him, "Saul, I have some good news and I have some bad news. The art collector replied, I've had an awful day. Come on, let's hear the good news first. The attorney said, well, I met with your wife today and she informed me that she invested $5,000 in two pictures that she thinks will bring in a minimum of 15 to 20 million. And she could be right. I think she could be right. Saul replied enthusiastically, well done. My wife is a brilliant businesswoman. You've just made my day. Now I know I can handle the bad news. What is it? The attorney replied, the pictures are of you with your secretary.
Ah, damn it. I should have saw that one coming.
Oh, man. How many have we done? I feel like I've done one, two, three, four. I've done four.
I've still got a couple left.
All right. I've got one more left. So you can do one, I'll do one, then you do one after then. I'll do a short one.
I'll do a short one. A man walks into the library and says to the librarian, do you have that book for men with small penises? The librarian looks on her computer and says, I don't know if it's in yet. Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, all right. Here's one. That's a short one. Then similar. During my checkup, I asked the doctor, "Do you think I'll live a long and healthy life?" Then he replied, "I doubt it. Somehow, Mercury is in Uranus right now." I said, "Nah, listen, mate. I don't go for any of that astrology nonsense." He replied, "Neither do I. The thermometer just broke."
I know this one. That's a good one. All right. A husband and a wife are having trouble in the bedroom. The wife is unable to orgasm, so the couple goes to see a specialist. The doctor tells them that the issue is caused by the bedroom being too warm. He recommends that they have a constant supply of cool air in the bedroom. After some thinking, the man calls up his best friend and asks him to wave a towel next to their bed while him and his wife make love.
Mm.
His friend begrudgingly agrees and the next day arrived at the man's house to perform his duties. But after 20 minutes of lovemaking, the woman is no closer to orgasm and her husband is getting tired. So the man asks his friend if he wouldn't mind switching places for a little until he regains his energy. The friend agrees, climbs into bed with a man's wife while the man begins waving the towel. Only after 2 minutes, the woman starts to tremble and lets out an incredible cry as she reaches the most intense orgasm she has ever had. The man looks at his friend and proudly proclaims, "Now that, my friend, is how you wave a fucking towel."
I enjoyed that one.
Yes, you smashed it this week, man. I've enjoyed it. I've got one that comes off the back of, I've got to say it and then you'll know where the history of this comes from. Okay. My daughter wants a brand new iPhone for her birthday. I told her that if she gets good grades, does her chores and follows the house rules, fucked it. Sorry. I'm too excited for this. You'll know why in a sec. My daughter wants the new iPhone for her birthday. I told her I will if she gets good grades, does her chores and follows the house rules. Otherwise, she'll get a cheaper phone because it's my way or the Huawei.
Oh, personal dig.
Some information. I feel like I was potentially the first person to bring a Huawei phone.
It's funny, you've never mentioned that.
Here to the UK.
You've never mentioned that on the pod four times.
Like, absolutely grueled for it.
The fact that you're still trying to brag it, you're like, yo, just so you know, I was the first guy to bring a... the Huawei phone. It's like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like what another brag would be like. Yo, do you know I'm actually like, my dad was like one of the first guys to eat pot noodle.
I would have led with that brag.
What?
Now you get, when I say you lot gave me grief, you mainly gave me mad grief for it. And then they blew up here. And then I was
literally,
like,
oh no, sorry, Samsung. Oh man. What's funny is, whatever happens in the tech world, it's everyone's turn, isn't it? Everyone's going to get it soon. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like Apple does get, you know what's funny? Apple gets rinsed, Samsung gets rinsed, Huawei gets rinsed. But at the end of the day, like, man, it's what it's about. It's because there's some good competition, bruv. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Why are we so protective of our phones, though? Like, we shouldn't care. Do you know what I mean? You shouldn't be, like, emotional about it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, if...
Oh, you mean like taking sides, whether you're...
Yeah. Like, imagine I was wearing Adidas trainers and like, you've got some really nice Nikes on and you were like, I was like really upset that you were wearing Nikes. Like, bro, you can't be wearing Nikes, bro.
I do have brand loyalty, but I don't. Like, I switched from iPhone over to Android because my phone got nicked when I was traveling, and then I couldn't afford an iPhone, so I had to buy a Huawei. I spun a different story, but that was actually what happened.
Is that what happened? Yeah, you're like, yeah, man, it's cutting edge tech. I was like, I've never heard of this before. Where's this reboot Android you got? But it's interesting, the journey that it's had now. What are you on at the moment, Samsung?
I'm on a Google Pixel 8.
The Pixel. Good camera, that, innit?
Oh, the Pixel's mad. Camera's mad, innit?
Good camera, man.
But it makes me, I think I mentioned this before, but it does make me question anything that I see now, which is probably a good thing because nowadays you just, like, it's so easy to edit stuff, edit pictures, like make them look completely different to how they're originally taken, and so everything's just a bit suspect.
You had a go in the studio, didn't you? You had a little go where you did the thing where you took a few pictures of me, and one of them I was happy, one of them was sad, and you can like swap the faces over.
Yeah.
I know a bit about how the tech works, but I'm just amazed at how the Pixel has always taken the clearest photos ever. Like, people have asked me, like, yo, what camera did you use to do that product shot? I'm like, I literally just pointed the phone at it and took a couple pictures, and it looks amazing. Yeah, it's good.
It's
man.
A little bit wasted on me, seeing as I don't really take pictures.
But the ones
that I do take, crisp. Amazing.
Oh, you see that picture that I took of a receipt the other day? HD, bro, HD. I guess that leads us on to our next part of the show.
What part is that?
Killer bit.
Oh.
How we been killing some time? How you been killing time, Sean?
What did I do that? Do you know what I did? I went to a refuse centre. I did actually go to a refuse centre, but you get to go. And you go into a room and you smash shit up.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was good fun.
Okay, I've had an experience with this as well.
Okay.
Please talk us through your experience first. Can we mention the brand of it?
I didn't book it or anything. I'd
probably call that like, Smack My Bitch Up or something like that or something, innit? What would be a good name for it?
I can't remember.
Smash something.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
But
yeah.
It was also a good call because it was smashing. I will find out next week what the name of this place was.
Sorry for cutting over you. I'll let you continue to break it down.
Let's go. you go there, they have all the stuff like set up in the rooms. They've got like a load of old CDs. You can put your own music on, crank it up. You get your PPE on, whether you put a helmet or a face mask, some gloves and an overall, and then you choose your weapon and crack on, really.
Crack on. See, you did there. Right. I've got questions. What was your music? And also, I want to know, what was your weapon of choice?
It was the Marshall Mathers LP.
Oh, damn.
And I found that the best weapon, I didn't realize I needed a hockey stick in my life.
Really?
There's something very, very therapeutic about smashing shit up with the hockey stick. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. It's lightweight, aerodynamic, strong at the same time.
It.
If you're in a zombie apocalypse, you think that'd be your go-to?
It's on the zombie apocalypse weapon list. It's moved up a few notches.
So on paper, like certain footballers, not really that good, but all of a sudden when you see it in play, you're like, wow, this is magic. Honestly. So maybe the messy of weapons, or is it not that good?
There's probably other messy. But it still surprised me to how.
Yeah.
Like there was. You had a hammer. They had like.
Hammer?
Yeah.
Nah, if you go for a little hammer, that's whack.
No, but they had like small things as well for you to mash up. Okay. So you can imagine like a remote control or something. Okay. But they had like pottery, glasses.
Yeah.
There was like a Hoover. Because you can just like. But when like something small and very dense, the hammer works well.
Okay. What did you go for then?
As in, what the less
to destroy? Yeah,
yeah. Well, there was just you can smash up everything inside the whole room in it until you're finished in it. So they set, but it's one of those places. It's pretty cool. So, for instance, if you were gonna do like an arts and craft project and you needed pottery and like fragments and stuff, you can like call them up.
Yeah,
and they'll set all of the stuff up in a room. You can go there, smash it all up, and then they'll like sweep it up into things and then give it to you afterwards for you to take back for your art projects or whatever, stuff like that.
So you take a little something home to show what you did. So what did you do this evening? Look, clink, 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 clink.
They actually have like little like jewelry that's made from stuff that's been like
heavy
mashed up as well. But I enjoyed smashing up the glasses. That was like sideways, like,
yeah,
like that, and they just like that was good fun. There's some VHS tapes. Surprisingly fun to smash up some old VHS tapes.
Yeah, because they get all the spindles out and everything like that as well.
Yeah, and they some of them take a beating. More really? So than I expected. Yeah.
I like that.
So, yeah. And then by the time you, I mean, depends how tired you get, but like, yeah, but I smashed everything up to the point where I was like, yeah, I don't think it can be smashed up anymore.
Really? So you did a good job.
Granular.
Yes. That's what I want to hear, bruv. You made us proud. You weren't there like heaving over like a smashed screen being like, I can't do anymore. Oh, that's heavy.
I left it all in there.
Do you feel like what people choose to smash up first and what they listen to and stuff like that kind of shows a little bit about them? Because my experience of a similar rage room was, I felt like, well, I'm actually learning quite a lot about some of the people that I'm
interesting. Interesting. Yeah. I've probably.
Yeah.
Because it's a release, isn't it? Like afterwards you can write on the walls and stuff and people are like, 20 times better than therapy. Like, you know, yeah, people like, yeah, just say, yeah, stuff. Yeah,
did you feel better afterwards? Was it like cathartic?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Nice. I did one for like a zombie. It was Dead Island. I think it was that Dead Island game event. And we got given like a watermelon to smash up. So it wasn't a full room, but they set up a high speed camera as well. Oh, so we could smash it all up. So I had a sledgehammer, which was wild, bro. Okay. So they had to PP the whole area because obviously melon everywhere. I was one of the first in. And obviously, a sledgehammer does a lot of the work because I'm big in it as well. So I just had to get it up and get it down. But I like smashed a few times and like enjoyed it, like whatever. I was like, oh yeah, that was fun. Cool. Because obviously I'm aware that, you know, I don't want to go too crazy.
Was it suspended or was it on the floor?
It was on like a table. It was on the table. And I didn't want to let go. I didn't want to accidentally let go of it and the sledgehammer goes flying into someone's head.
Or like into your shin.
Oh, that's break my own legs. Great story in 10 years time. But yeah, like, so I did it. But then I noticed some other people were like, when they were like with a baseball bat looked pretty cool. So the baseball bat, someone like that I know that's quite calm was like, fuck you, monkey. And I was like, rah, man. who was that that you were hitting? They were like, you motherfucker, you fucking trying to tell me to do. I was like, whoa, okay.
Get it out. Get it out of your system.
Yeah, leave it all there. Oh, that's wicked.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was fun. And I enjoyed it because it was melon. It probably wasn't as cool as you like actually being able to, because we've all had the thought like, what if I just smash everything up in this room right now? We've all felt like that, innit? You've actually got to live that. I've never felt like I really want to smash a melon up. So
I would say a melon was quite, because it's heavy, but it has a bit of give.
Yeah.
So I think I would probably prefer to smash up a melon with something blunt than to slice through it.
Yeah.
Like maybe a baseball bat on a large watermelon, I think that would be quite fun.
I wouldn't mind though, like a really sharp samurai sword and just seeing if I could cut a melon in half in one go.
Just cut a Hoover in half.
Who would go for the Hoover? I feel like that's somebody who'd be like, that's what you get, mum, for making me Hoover every single weekend growing up. Like, were you with a group of people? Was it a couple of people or whatever like that?
That's just one other person.
Okay, cool.
And so we had our own, the rooms were connected, but you weren't supposed to be in the same, but you can kind of like go to the doorway between the two rooms and like
see what
the other person take all their frustrations out.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like I'd want a little watch just to see like what gets smashed up first. Do you get any video footage as well?
No, there's no
that'd be great.
Oh, you could do that. if you wanted to.
Yeah,
you wanted to film the other.
I'd like to do that. So would you like to do that again? Is it like a repeatable thing?
Oh, definitely. Like definitely.
Really?
I feel like you could probably say that it's similar to like going for a massage. You don't go, oh, I've had a massage now, I probably won't get another one in my life.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be like, oh, feeling a bit tense.
I might have to go for it, you know?
Yeah.
I like that, bruv. I like that.
Release some tension. Throw some plates at the wall.
Oh, can you do that as well?
Yeah, whatever you want, yeah.
Yeah, man. How long do you think it takes them to reset it?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I would say because they are very big on the eco side of things, so what they would do is after each one, they would have to group up all the stuff. So the glass, they would, they would have to section it off and then put it toward to the correct recycling pile, I suppose.
I think part of me thinks that what they've done is they've created a recycling centre, and the first part of recycling is breaking down the stuff.
They've just got someone that paid to come and do
it. Instead of paying someone to do it, you get paid to do the first bit of it.
See, I think that that would work really well if they were like, pick a specific thing that you want to smash up and we'll just set, so you know what I mean, like just glasses,
a room full of aluminium cans. It's a good idea,
bro. A whole room full of glasses, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be hectic. Do you feel like they've got like another center that they'll be developing soon, which is like Digger World, where you pick up like piles of glass and put them into a truck and then they're gonna open like Delivery World, bro. It's this really cool experience where I got in a truck and I drove it to Manchester, like, or I drove it to a recycling plant,
and you get to carry and lift all of the stuff into like the specific bins as well. Wow. How much is that? $4.
Do you know what they've done? They've commercialized the painting party. You know, like painting party for me is like, it's not a party. You're helping out your mates, innit? Don't try and make it into a party. You're working for them, innit? Yeah, man.
It's a nice reframing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm having a bricklaying party. Come along. I'm having a tiling party. Do you want to join me, Sean? Oh, great fun, mate.
Unblocking party.
Oh, great. Plunger party. Let's go for a plunger party, everyone. Let's go wild, yeah. You get out of here, man. I love that kind of stuff. Oh, man. So, in terms of the way I've been killing time, Sean, this week. Honestly, mate, I've just been watching some TV. I finally finished Traitors. I think
speak about Traitors.
I've watched all of them.
Was it good?
Second season, fantastic. Okay. Fantastic. I think it is, I'll be honest, I don't watch it for the games. I watch it for the kicking out and for like the arguments. It is such a fascinating watch. So fascinating.
What, in the same way that you would watch wrestling back in the day?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah, wrestling was almost, the wrestling's cool. But the storyline is also cool as well.
It was a soap opera, isn't it?
It was, I think my best soap ever, wrestling, like, and The Rock's back, but we're talking about that in a second. But watched it, second season, fantastic. Can I give a spoiler now? Would it be bad? It's finished like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Do you want to spoil?
I don't mind, but if anyone minds.
Like, there you go. Fast forward like 2 minutes. But in the first season, the Faithfuls won. Second season, the Traitor won, and it came right down to the wire. And what I've learned is if you're fucking kicking ass, either side's kicking ass, they'll step in and tweak the game.
Leveler.
Yeah, so
they got what they call it, catch up.
Catch up. Yeah, so man, it was like the guy that was absolutely smashing it, I'm forgetting his name now, Harry, I think it was smashing it. He was set. If I'm honest, he was so good. Yeah, he was like, yeah, I think we're gonna just recruit a traitor tonight and bin him off, bro. The traitor was a traitor for less than 24 hours. in and out. His feet never touched the flipping ground, bro. Smashed. He was a master manipulator, 22 years old. And remember, there's like a spectrum of ages, you know, classes, people that have experienced different stuff in life.
Everybody in the palm of his hand just...
Bro, they were eating out of the palm of his hand. And there was a guy who was like super suspicious of everyone. So everyone's like, oh, he's onto it. But like, what you realize is everyone throws out a million like flipping theories, and they kind of pick some of them sometimes. But he had everyone in his pocket, and they probably would have ended the show a bit earlier if they just left him to it. But they balanced it out a little bit by like, there's no murder tonight and stuff like that. And it came right down to it. And you see somebody who has believed he is a faithful for 12 weeks learn that he's a traitor.
Oh, was it like they crushed?
Bro, it was three of them, right? One of them said he's a traitor. The other one was like, had his name, wrote it down, and then rubbed it out, and then wrote the other person's name. So they he's almost got him out. Yeah. And then she looked at him. She's like, are you faithful? And he was like, yeah. And then like, he said that he was a traitor, and he like 22 year old guy who just come out of the army. I think he'd just taken a little, he's in the army, I think, won 105 grand at 22 years old.
So the same guy that, you thought would win did end up, even though they tried to snake him, but they prolonged it. But
yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah, the fact I don't like that. I know it happens in other games as well, where you get someone who is, you think this person's definitely going to win, and everyone's like, shit, this person's definitely going to win. We all need to team up and snake them and get them the hell out of here.
You can tell, like, he almost lost it, but you can if they left it as a normal format, one person dies every night.
You would have won, you reckon?
Bro?
No.
Everyone's eating out the palm of his hand. And he had a few touches of luck as well. Like, he found a shield which protected him one night. So he revealed that to everyone, that he had a shield, and made it look like everyone tried to they would have tried to kill him that night, but they didn't because he had a shield. Bro, he had a bit of luck, but luck is not what you need. He had, if I'm honest, if I was in the army, he's not going back to his department at 22 years old. He's coming to strategy or whatever that department is, and he's working with us now. I think he's too high profile now, but he is like, I'd say he's secret agent material. It sounds like I'm going over it, bro.
Damn.
Imagine that you're 22 years old and you've got a room full of people from all walks of life, older than you, like more experienced than you. Like the guy who was a traitor with him that got kicked out, forgetting all the names, just before the show ended, was like, he's the same age as my son. And like, you start to realize how, because he gets a bit cocky as well, but rightly so, you start to realize the control he has, because he's talking to a grown man that's the same age as his dad, yeah? And the guy comes in, he goes, yeah, we're all good, yeah, we're all good for now, just don't crack, yeah? A little man saying that to a big stacked dude as well, yeah, just don't crack, yeah? Like that. And he's like, there was another room where like, I kept imagining what he was saying in like a kind of Godfather accent. Like someone comes into the kitchen, he's like, do you want a biscuit? Like, hey, do you want a biscuit? Like that kind of thing. It was a really good watch, man. Fantastic show. I feel like we've had two seasons. First season was great. Chaos. No one knew what was going on. Second season, people gained it.
A bit wiser to tactics.
Third season, I don't know, because everyone knows now that you might get profile, you might be like, right, there's ways to play it. It may not be as good, so they're going to have to stay one step ahead and keep it spicy. But I was thinking, could this work, right? Have a think. Could we watch it if we didn't know who the traitors were? Could that be a watch? Because we... Sorry, that's one more thing. Sorry, one more thing, Sean. We had all the knowledge of what was going on, who was a traitor, and he didn't, but he was working it so flipping well.
But he did, like...
He did... He knew,
didn't, but he did. He kind of was.
He knew because he was a traitor, but he didn't know what everyone else was thinking. So we were seeing all the other conversations. He wasn't part of those, but he was plugged in.
This is the difference, yeah, between watching a film where you are, as the audience, you are privy to everything that's going on. Yes. You understand when people are getting snaked. You know who's bent from the beginning. Yeah. Who's, you know, the mole, whatever. And it does very much change the experience where, it, like the rest of the characters, you're not in the know.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, maybe it would work. It would definitely change.
Yeah.
It would change the dynamics, wouldn't it?
Yeah, man.
But might still be quite fun as well, just being, because that then what that would do is that the public would then form opinions on who they thought. And then it would be very interesting actually to see who, you know, who's getting, who, like, as the public, were getting manipulated.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, at the end. And then, because you can imagine that person there, after 12 weeks, you're watching that as an audience, and after 12 weeks, you're like, nah, man. Like, But maybe that would mean, obviously, that you couldn't see certain things. You can't have interviews with people like the traitors and stuff.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And also, like, if your mate, you saw him master manipulate like that and they came back from the show, you'd be like, I don't
know. You're like,
ugh. Yeah, man.
Snakey.
You know that time you said you lost all your cards at the club, bruv? You snaking, man, yeah? So that's what I've watched. And I think I've been so busy running around. That's been the main thing that I've consumed.
In your downtime.
Reading some more Jack Reacher, but we've done enough, so we won't talk about that, bruv.
We've got to stop somewhere.
We've got to stop. I think that's how I've been killing time. Time to step onto the next part of the show, which is Funky Headlines
of the Week. Funky, are we going with funky?
Yeah, man, the funkiest headlines. I got one for you. You got one for me, I guess. When you're ready, Sean.
No, you go first, bro.
Woman has hamster stuffed to look like a pole dancer with notes in its G-string.
Wow. That is some interesting taxidermy.
So Sean, pets are massively important parts of our lives, right? I mean, you, we had a cat, lovely cat that I love. She used to beat me up. She beat everyone up. Big respect. We all have love for animals and that like that. But, I got a bit emotional there, bruv. Sorry, you should be as well. When a beloved pet dies, there are many ways to memorialize them, from having them cremated to getting a tattoo or keeping their collar, for example, right? One less common way of keeping our pets in our lives is through the art of taxidermy, which preserves and stuffs the animal. But one pet owner has chosen a much less traditional pose for her beloved hamster. Jess Porter Langston, 27, was devastated when her Rozovsky dwarf hamster named Hammington... Fantastic name. Sorry.
Hammington.
There you go.
I'll give a couple.
I think if I had a dog now, I might call it Dog. Or Mate. Oi, Mate. Is that a good name?
Mate. I thought you were going to say Doggington.
Hammington, also known as Hammy.
You would call it Hammy.
So she turned Hammington, also known as Hammy, into a pole dancing stripper. This is not a joke, Sean. I'm going to show you the picture briefly. It is a pole. The hamster has got one hand in the air. I didn't know hamsters could move arms like that.
That's kind of creepy, I'm not going to lie.
And it has a G-string with cash in it. Jess's iconic pet is captured in all his glory, wearing a bright pink thong stuffed with dollar bills as he hustles for money, clinging onto a stripper pole. She keeps the taxidermy piece, which cost her £175, next to her bed. Wow.
It's a bit creepy. Would you agree? I mean, like, I wanted it to be really cute. I wanted it to still be like chubby, but it's a little bit creepy.
I feel like if it was next to your bed, what if it had like a little nightcap on, pajamas on, and was tucked into a bed, kind of cute?
Mm.
Or if you wanted to remember it at its best, maybe have a wheel with it kind of looking like it's really going for gold on the spinning wheel.
Interesting.
And if you want to be even cooler, you know, sometimes hamsters stop and spin around in circles, have it upside down. Do you know what I mean? Like that. That's cool. But then I'm thinking, if Jess is 27, you know, she might be out and about going for a few drinks, might take someone home. You go home with somebody, spend the night, flick on the lights in the morning, or the sunlight comes through the blinds, and you see next to the bed a hamster with some money tucked into its garter or its thong dancing. What do you take from this? Like, what do you
think? Your gums?
You take your clothes and get the fuck out quick.
It would be surprising.
Yeah.
You'd also be like, fuck is that?
What the fuck is going on over there?
And I don't know whether once answered, I'm not sure if you'd be like, right, all right, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Hammy, was Hammy a fan of a pole at all ever in their life? No? Okay, so you just did. Well, anyway, Jess, the music merchandiser, says the emotional support hamster helped her through her formative years after moving to London.
Emotional support hamster.
Oh, bro, it's a new thing.
I didn't realise. No, I didn't realise this.
Your quick digression, like... you can get your dog trained as an emotional support dog.
We had the alligator.
Yeah, the emotional support alligator. Yeah. So you can get your dog licensed as an actual, and it becomes a service dog as soon as it becomes an emotional support dog. So you can have full vision, full hearing.
And then it can like go up and go into any establishment with you.
Yeah. So if there's one seat in establishment that a deaf or a blind person or a deaf blind person might have used with their dog, you can bring your emotional support dog in there and take that seat from them.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know you can't see in it, but emotional support, obviously. Service dog, you know what I mean? It's got a gun and a badge and everything, so what?
Give your service weapon.
Yeah, give me your service weapon on this bone. But it's an emotional support hamster. She says she was blown away by the perfect creation. I bought a hamster that became my little project over the lockdown. Oh, that sounds...
Oh, so she did it. Okay. Yeah. No, but it said it gave a monetary figure on it, didn't it? It said it was 175.
Yeah, it costs 175 quid, but I think she's saying, because she's 27 now, and obviously early 20s, four or five years ago, was just before lockdown, or lockdown was 4 years ago, so she would have been early 20s, I guess. Oh, flipping hell. Lockdown 4 years ago. So she should have been 23, she bought a hamster, and it was a little project over lockdown. You know how people had little projects? Some people decided to like pick up knitting, or people did sort of home exercising, or some people some people just had a hamster for emotional support.
But I'm still trying to figure out whether she spent £175 worth of in materials, or is it her time?
I have the answer, Sean. She built him an enclosure out of recycled material and stuff. So the hobby in the project was stuff. It was her hobby to like kind of make it stuff, which is cool. Yeah, he ended up living a really long time, which I think is right. I think it's like 2-3 years for hamsters. So 4 years is like living an extra 25%.
My hamster lived more than 5 years, bro. When I was a kid. Yeah.
You sure? And have you asked mum and dad if it was the same one as well? They didn't like do a switcheroo.
But you couldn't have done a switcheroo with my hamster back in the day. It had like such a big ass that it would have been impossible.
Really?
I've noticed immediately.
Was it stacked? I mean,
what's going on?
Was it stacked?
Yeah.
Big booty hamster.
Yeah, proper big booty hamster. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it always like
thing,
that?
Yeah, that's the first thing everyone was always like,
Damn, son! Your hamster's got yams! Your hamster's got them yams! What was your hamster's name?
Jimpy. But I made it a cupboard, I had a whole wardrobe, and I created, like, he had his cage at the bottom, and then I had, like, things that he could go up to the different shelves. He had, like, another wheel in there. He used to be on the wheel for, like, 6-7 hours a night. Just hear it go, and then after that, I couldn't sleep if I didn't hear that. Like,
really?
Yeah.
6-7 hours?
Yeah.
Is this the key to its long life? Because maybe, that's health, bro. That's like running a marathon every day. But six hours?
It was like five and a half years it lived for. Which I didn't really realize this when I was younger until I mentioned that before, and someone was like, nah, they're only supposed to live like 2 years. And I was like, how is it? Yeah.
Jimpy, how did you spell that? Was it like
J-I-M-P-Y?
What was the reason behind Jim? Just,
I don't know. I was like, 8 or something, and like, that's what I decided.
Why not?
To
do, yeah. Jimpy. And did you take Jimpy out and play with Jimpy, or was Jimpy just chilling?
Oh, no.
Because I'm trying to work out what was...
Every night, I would like, he would wake up, like, or I would wake him up, you know, because like 8.
Slam 8 the cupboard door hard.
Oh, yeah, hey, you are welcome. Take him out, and after dinner, I'd bring him over, put him on a table. He'd like wander around, and then we'd like, my fam at the time, innit? It would like, people would play with him and whatnot. Put him in his little ball, and he would like, you know, go around the yard and that. Every now and again, he'd jump off the table and escape and like run under the floorboards. And then I had to like figure out ways of capturing him again.
How did you coax him out from the floorboards?
I ended up going under the floor and putting a ceramic kind of big biscuit tin looking thing.
Yeah, man.
And I would put paper over the top of it. And then I'd put like an elastic band or like sellotape it. And then I'd like cut strips into it and then like put food on the top so that, and then put like a little thing. So he'd like just walk up and then he'd like walk over to the food and then the paper would fall in.
Home Alone did.
Yeah.
That's a Home Alone Jimpy.
So that's the way that he must have escaped like a good, over the course of his life, he must have escaped like 7 or 8 times, but always, and sometimes I'd find him in the back of the piano. That was another spot that he used to, if he didn't go under the floorboards, the back of the piano was his, like, I would just find him like curled up in the corner, like sleeping. And
really?
Like, yeah.
Oh.
I had a cat, so I was always worried, innit? But my cat was obviously not that great.
I'm bothered.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find out the secret. It's wicked. I'm trying to find the secret to life. And I feel like Jim P.
Probably 6 or 7 hours in the wheel a night,
yeah,
probably does it. Keep
a bit of action as well, like an adventure.
Oh yeah. See, he's got to do these things to stay young as a hamster.
I feel like he was training for escape every, like, you know, like a You like the Great Escape. He was like doing 6 hours. Like, yeah, you're gonna need this stamina, son.
And then come on. I think I would like after I caught him again, he'd probably be like, made like 26 hours this time.
Yeah, dear diary. Dear diary. Today I survived after having my sleep in the piano. I was ready to go for the next stage of my adventure, but I was caught again. You know,
if you made a little film, it would have been like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids or something. You know?
Yeah. Like, oh, damn.
The cat would have looked like a dinosaur, like running.
You would have been like the hand got the better of me today. Day four, hunger's too much. There's some temptation in the form of some paper on top of, there's some snacks on top of a papery box. I'm going to go for it. And then the next diary is, darn, caught me again.
Back home again.
Oh man, back to day one. She said she only got the hamster for, because they only live for 1 or 2 years and that's all I could commit to. However, Hammy died on August the 27th, 2023, just shy of 3 years after I got him. So after hearing about Jimpy, I'm not really that excited about 3 years. He passed away in his sleep of old age, a good way to go. Not like flying into a blender or something like some people's hamsters.
I don't know why they feel to like just add that in at the end. It feels a little bit strange. Just talking about animal, just throw a bit of animal brutality in at the end there.
Where? Is that like the norm?
Seems a bit left field.
Yeah, like, left field. Oh, how'd your hamster go? Was it a blender again? Oh yeah, classic hamsters. They love a blender. What?
I mean, I've heard like certain people doing some
questionable things.
But and also when ones where like unfortunately like the hamster's gone under the carpet and someone's come in, stepped on him or her. Yeah, yeah.
I've heard about like someone's got their hamster's head knocked shut in the door, but the hamster survived, but his head was really swollen for a while.
I don't know why, you know,
because the hamster was fired afterwards. Someone tries to close the door, like the fridge door. Have you seen that meme where someone's like, clink, they can't close the fridge door, and then you look down and you see like a kid's head in the door. Oh man. How did Jimpy go in his sleep as well? Or did he go on his wheel?
He was in his sleep.
What a good way to go, man.
Legend.
I feel like Jimpy lived a legendary life.
It could have been all the exercise, or it could have been like his massive booty just for some reason helped him to live for a long time.
You don't think those, do you think the hammies were like, that's what kept him powered up?
Could have been.
I've got a little bit more. He was a really big part of my formative life, especially after moving to London. He really was an emotional support hamster, which is crazy to say. This hamster was so iconic and all of my friends knew Hammy and wanted to see him. He needed something special. I don't know where the stripping hamster thing came from, but I thought, what's more iconic than a hamster on a stripper pole hustling for money?
I mean, iconic, I suppose.
Iconic? I don't know if I was...
It's a bit of a reach.
Fair enough. I was blown away in my mind. I was preparing for something that wouldn't be right, and I thought that I was going to have to tell her to redo it and take my dead hamster apart again.
So someone else to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So someone else...
take it apart and start again.
Okay, so someone else stuffed her...
A taxidermist, yeah. Yeah, she got a professional taxidermist. But when I saw it, I was gobsmacked, like, wow, this is beyond perfect. She did such a good job. I love the thong. She even sewed it out of little fabric. It's so good. I love the little smile as well. He's got this creepy little smile going on. It would be shocking if I ever brought anyone home. I wouldn't know what to tell them. Everybody loves him. I pitched the idea to my friends first and asked if it was morally questionable or a good idea. And everyone said I had to do it. He deserved it. There we go.
Is this the case of being surrounded by yes people?
It might be. A case of,
just saying in it, because I'm if you were to have floated that idea with me, I would have told you,
All right.
I would have been honest and said,
are you all right?
Bro?
Let's do it. Sean, so my hamster's died.
I'm sorry, bro.
And because you are really somebody sorry. Who had, yeah, Jimpy, he didn't do Jimpy's amount of time, did 4 years and only escaped 4 times as well. So he didn't fulfill his life as much. I'm thinking of getting some taxidermy done.
Interesting. What kind of taxidermy?
I'm thinking of putting him on a stripper pole.
What?
Yeah. With a pink thong and some cash sticking out of it.
Right.
Putting it next to my bed so I can see it every night. Sean, where are you going? Sean, hey, bro, I'm not finished. No, what I was going to... Hey. That's what would happen. I've just found the taxidermist site. B, her name's B. B and B. Oh, sorry if I say this wrong. B. Ostrowska. She. It's called B Odd Creations on Instagram, and she has lots of ones, including a mouse dressed up like Jigsaw from Saw, which I've just seen. She has some other Halloween. This must have been a Halloween.
I for some reason prefer that mouse, even though it's also creepy, yeah. But.
We can see more of Jimpy as well. You can see the thong at the back as well, which has a little bow.
You know what? Because when I looked at that, I thought, I need to see a picture from the back.
I can't lie though. Jimpy don't sound like... No, sorry, not Jimpy. Hammy doesn't look as stacked as Jimpy does.
Bruv, that thong would have... like we needed to be about seven sizes bigger than that.
This one looks like it's got a concave bum. She's... B's also done a Freddy Krueger one, a Gremlin one, and a Beetlejuice one. She's done... I mean... I think she's carved out a little niche here. I mean, I'm slowly getting into it. She's done a Freddy one. She's done somebody carrying an axe, a skeleton one. Edward Scissorhands one. Anyway, sorry, I digress.
Seems to be a bit of a, about to say it seems to be of a horror creepy vibe, but that would go hand in hand with taxidermy, I suppose.
I guess. I mean, listen, they say gallows humor is very unique, and I've got to agree with it, Sean. You get me? Anyway, you got a little story to hit us with, bro?
I do.
Pick up Jimpy, man.
Someone, this is a bit of a, this is like a vague heading for a title. Someone stole a Jasper radio station's 200-foot tower, owner says.
Sean.
How? I haven't read this. I don't like reading these because if I read a title, I'm like, what?
Okay, right. A little peek behind the curtain. That was my second story this week. I'm so happy to go into it, but I don't care. What the hell's going on?
Have you read it?
I have, but I'm ready to just delete every memory of mine and go through this again, because what in the Ocean's 11 is going on here, bro?
Well, I've just seen where it is, and it doesn't surprise me all that much. Do you remember where this was?
It's got to be the East Coast to the US, Florida, baby.
I don't know my geography well enough. It's in Alabama. It's Alabama.
Shit. So no, I forgot.
I was like, pretty sure it's not Cali, but
so that's only going wrong.
Geography.
Absolutely not. South. Southeast, did it? Southeast. Right next to Georgia, so which is on the East Coast.
The owner of the radio station is stunned, and as you would be, and out of a lot of money after the thieves made off with his 200-foot radio tower. Surely,
Jesus Christ.
Surely you'd notice.
So many questions. How, obviously, is a question, but 200 foot worth of tower. This is why I said what in the Ocean's 11, because this is not petty theft, Sean.
It's not like putting someone's car up on bricks and stealing their wheels.
It's not like stealing someone's gate because you know it's made out of iron, which you can melt down or whatever and get cash for. It's not like, you know, normal petty theft. This is a 200-foot tower. Yeah, so I don't know, Sean. I'm just...
They're not gonna have, like, put it into the back of a flatbed, innit?
Yeah, like...
There must have been a way of dismantling and breaking it down into manageable chunks.
Yes.
To transport it away.
So you need a specialist. You even need a specialist who knows how to take apart a tower. I mean, I know a lot. I feel like I'm a guy. Between us, Sean, if we don't know someone, we know someone that knows someone. Do you think that applies to knowing someone that knows how to take down a 200-foot radio tower? Not for me, bro.
I think it will come under transferable skills. You'd have to think a little bit outside the box.
Yeah, 100%. Or you need someone that's going to cut it down. Again, that's not really within.
You might need a couple of people with different transferable skills.
This is like
Ocean's 11. Ilk.
Also, Sean, noise. It's not a small thing. Like, I'm thinking, it's not like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm guessing it was in like a remote area.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So the chap's name is Brett Elmore. He's the owner of the radio station.
Yeah, you got Brett. Man, like
owner of WJLX in Jasper.
I love those radio stations.
He said, "Brett, we're these are the landscapers." By the way, the landscapers went, "Brett, we're down here and the tower's gone. I said, the tower's gone? He said, yeah, the tower's gone. The tower's gone. Oh, God, I'm not going to try and do
it. Hey, Brett.
Tower's gone.
Now, girl.
The landscaper assured Elmore he had walked to the property and the massive steel tower was definitely nowhere to be found.
Hey, Elmore, can you check if it's definitely missing? Elmore goes, I feel like Elmore would be like chewing or something. Goes, yep.
definitely gone.
Yeah.
I said, it's a 200-foot tower.
You
would see it somewhere if it was laying around.
If it was... I'm sorry, but it is common, isn't it? Like, what, you sure it's missing? Course I fucking... I'd notice if it was lying on the floor.
Sorry.
I left it in my sock drawer.
Went to the landscaper and just went, can you turn around and see if it's there? And he just goes, oh shit.
Elmore, it happened again. Brett.
Yeah, go. The small transmitter building had also been vandalized. They didn't stop at stealing the 200-foot tower. They had time.
Yeah.
This is not efficient.
Define vandalized though, because I feel like maybe taking a tower off it and probably mashed it up a bit. Unless they wrote like your mum in Briro on a wall. Do you know what I mean? Elmore's a fool or something on the wall as well. Just like, you know.
It says the small transmitter building also been vandalized. At Elmore's direction, the landscaper looked inside and described what he saw.
Yep, not in there. Definitely not in here. Sorry, God.
A wooden table, a metal chair, and a box fan. And then I knew, I said, something bad.
I said.
But he had to say it twice. Something bad. Bad has happened.
I feel like he said it in like a real ominous voice. Something bad. Bad has happened.
The transmitter was gone. I'm stunned, almost said. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
So what were you like?
I was like, oh my God. It's one thing to break into the building and steal the transmitter, but it's another thing to steal a 200-foot tower.
Too right. All joking aside, Elmore, man, I'm sorry that happened to you, but at the same time, like, the pesky thieves that have made away with a tower, what is it? Could it be a rival station? Are you setting up a tower somewhere else, or are you just melting that down for some good old metal? That's a lot of metal, bro.
It is. You probably couldn't go in one sitting. They're going to be like, Where'd you get this from? You'd have to
chop it down.
Oh, we've got a bit of spare metal this week.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for people's fences that are made out of tower. Do you know? If your radio reception goes real funky driving past someone else's field, then you're like, hang on, what's going on here?
Or he just suddenly sets up people's aerials throughout the whole town.
Yeah. You know? Becomes an aerial installer. Premium aerial material. That's wild, bro. I mean, it's one of those ones that can we keep an eye on it? Like, if this case gets bust wide open, brother, and we start to find out what is going on, then we could be story of the century, bro. Could be. A massive exaggeration.
He has said, asked how much a rebuild costs, and he said more than we have, which is, you know, for a small business. I'm sorry, Elmore. We're a small market station. Yes, mate, he said it's expected to be six figures. And he did not have insurance. Elmore said the thieves likely got some copper from the transmitter, but he assumes the tower will just be sold for scrap. He said, you can only guess how the tower dismantled. I want to hear what Elmore has to say. Those towers, about 10 or 20 feet, they'll disassemble, but that tower's been there for so long, I don't see them getting the bolts off. He said, they probably had to cut it off.
Oh, man. So they've got, how did they do? And also, Sean, right? Sorry, but a radio station is on all the time. So someone's gonna notice that your radio station isn't quite working. Like, you're gonna listen to your radio station. Coming up next, we have.
No, but are all radio stations 24/7?
Surely not all of them, but they'd at least have overnight playlist, innit? They'd at least press play on something, innit? Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, so it might not be a live guy, but like, it'd be a waste of the frequency to not have something playing overnight, innit? Like, smooth jams.
But maybe if someone was listening to it and then suddenly the reception went, and then you probably wouldn't be like, someone must be rubbing the tower.
Do you know what, Sean, you're right. My mind wouldn't go to the tower has been stolen. That isn't the first place that my mind would go to. So no, yeah, same. Yeah, right. I want to know more. if I'm honest, Sean, I want to know more. I'm sorry, Elmore, you haven't got money. I want to know more. And if we can help out, I want to find out how we can help out. You get me? If we can syndicate our show over there and send it out to the guys over there, and I probably wouldn't be, I would do no more accents because I don't think that would go down very well. They probably hate our voices, isn't it?
Like, what? Terrible anyway.
Yeah. I thought it was quite good. I said.
I don't like when things get stolen from small businesses or individuals.
Do you know what?
In general, I don't.
I love it. I have to be careful. Theft, if it's done on a corporate level and someone gets away with it, I kind of like, I feel like it's balanced the books. Like if someone
it's like a middle finger to the system.
Yeah, man. If someone nicks £1 million from a bank, I'm like, it's kind of
come out of the wash, isn't it?
It's not even really fair, innit? Like, but I'm like, oh, come on, man, get in there. Do you know what I mean? I'm all over it. But if you were to nick like a tenner off someone, not happy, I think that's well out of order. Do you know what I mean? It's not the one.
It would be worse in like this scenario where it has a massive impact on someone. Mm. Obviously, you know, I'm not saying tenner isn't anything, but it depends.
Yeah.
If you steal £10 off someone who's only got 20 quid.
There you go.
That's brutal.
It was still £5 off someone that's got a tenner as well, isn't it? For example. Or £1 off someone that's got two.
Yeah. I see what you did there. Man.
Sean, as a broadcaster, is developing great resilience to poor energy. Wow. On that note, I think we should probably wrap up. But can we keep? Is that the end of the story? Is there anything else to bring to the table?
That was about it. But yeah, we'll keep an eye out.
Yeah, man. Keep an ear out for the radio station. And by the way, though, the picture that we see in the article, I saw this on Unilad. By the way, is that what you?
No, it was a different place. Maybe it's, can I see that?
Yeah, the picture they have. Oh god, it's not working because my computer's not working. Why embarrassing me while me and Sean? Come on, but a picture of the station that they're showing, it looks massive, but that is just a radio. That looks like a stock picture of a radio station.
That's a stock picture, isn't it?
Yeah,
because they wouldn't have been able to take a picture like that, would they? Because it wouldn't have been there.
Yeah, and there was AI. So it's been on the proper local news and everything. Some of the staff is there. I think that's was his name Gel? I think that's Gel. Looks.
Is that the Chaffee? Elmore?
That could be Elmore there. Elmore looks like he looks like kind of guy I'd want to go for a beer with, actually. Do you know what I mean? I'd want to sit there and console him. But anyway, look, let's keep an eye on it and see where it goes. In the article I have just says Elmore's tried all weekend to figure it out and hasn't. So if we have any information, we are to contact the Jasper Police Department on 205-221-2121.
So if you've got any information, let them know. We're going to try and help. Is his name Jasper Elmore? Is that his name?
Yeah, Jasper. Is it Jasper Elmore?
I don't know. They just say Elmore. And then Elmore. I do believe there was Jasper in there somewhere.
Jasper could have been their department? I don't know. Yeah. Big up. Look, either way, right? Yeah.
It's
support.
Sorry, it was kind of funny, but also bad times for Elmore and his radio station.
Yeah. Poor Elmore, man. I'm just looking at it again.
Not cool.
Oh, it's now showing me an article about somebody being thrown into a bridge, but that's not all. Anyway, look, thank you for joining us here on this episode of How to Kill an Hour. The Facebook group is doing really, really well. You're loving the jokes over there. That's facebook.com/How to Kill an Hour. Instagram as well. Instagram at How to Kill an Hour. I'm Marcus Bronzy, MarcusBronzy. Where can we find you on the internet?
Oh, I'm all on that social media thing, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah.
On socials.
On that social media thing.
That social media thing, man. Yeah. Cool.
Find me there.
Yeah, man. All right. We can. All right, big up, man. Appreciate you guys, and we'll be in your ear holes real soon. See you next week.
Take it easy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh.
Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.